Donut Bag is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it with ExpressVPN for 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Go to the link listed in my Twitter profile.
Okay. Joe and Andrew.
Joe and Andrew. Morning. In the morning.
I knew you'd screw it up. I knew it. I knew. I wonder if we were going to do like, okay, after 3 or on 3 or. But anyway, this is a community episode. We're going to be talking about community. I don't know how. You know what? I don't know how this started, but at some point we've probably been talking about community at some point in
the previous years. Culture.
Yeah, and it just had to come up. Maybe because there was just news that there's going to be a movie.
Six seasons in a movie.
Here's a brief intro in case anybody doesn't know anything about community. Created by Rick and Morty's Dan Harmon, the perennially low-rated, formula-obliterating comedy had a very simple setup. After being outed for never attending college, cynical ex-lawyer Jeff Winger, Joel McHale, enrolls at Greendale Community College to finally get a degree, but ends up being dragged into a study group of fellow misfits. There is Annie, played by Allison Brie. Clueless ex-jock Troy, Donald Glover, passive-aggressive mother Shirley, Yvette Nicole Brown, problematic millionaire and occasional antagonist Pierce, Chevy Chase, anarchist activist Britta, Gillian Jacobs, and Abed, Danny Pudi, a TV obsessive who is also aware he's on a TV show. That is a very basic introduction, but
yeah, that's the most basic.
We were talking about this before that we could have done an top 30 list of episodes. Some of these episodes, if you just look at like IMDb ratings, are like some of the highest rated episodes ever, you know, easily over 9 out of 10 for many episodes. It was just amazing. And watching it back, because I haven't watched it in a while, watching it again, two things stood out to me. Troy and Abed were amazing together. Absolutely amazing. Their chemistry was off the charts. They were amazing together. And
we could do an entire podcast that's just Troy and Abed in the morning.
That was great.
Their side ventures. Oh,
there's not even any cameras here. Who are you talking to? And then, I love that the one
with Betty White where they sing Toto, like, oh.
I love that
broke
they were
my brain.
There were fans in the back holding signs, just like one of the signs was like, "Abed is my alien baby daddy" or something like that.
Yes, those are an entire podcast on their own.
I just bought a Troy and Abed in the morning mug. I'm so excited with that. Just the one with their
where
faces
is that
on
mug
it.
And how are we gonna buy it?
It's on Amazon. It's a lot of places. NBC actually sells it. So it is amazing. I had no idea.
I don't drink coffee, but I kind of want that mug.
There you go. Oh, I have so many mugs in. All right. So I combined your list and my list. We'll go through the honorable mentions that did not make the top 10. Now I don't know about this. Okay, so this was lawnmower maintenance postnatal care. So that was the one I didn't see this one. So it was what like a it was about late
Jesus wept.
That one I don't know about. Oh, that was from season 6. Okay.
That was from season 6. Yeah. The fact that they made a Lawnmower Man reference like cracks me up and brings me back to the fact that Dan Harmon, the creator of the show, also creator of Rick and Morty, also made another Lawnmower Man reference in the second episode of Rick and Morty called Lawnmower Dog.
There is a reference to community in Rick and Morty.
Oh, it's, yeah.
At some point, I just saw a screenshot of the study group in some, you know, parallel universe or something.
Yeah, it's one of the times that they're jumping through universes. Yeah.
This one I literally just saw minutes ago. Cooperative Calligraphy. This is the one with where who stole Annie's pen.
Who stole Annie's pen, and they flip the tables. And...
they flip the tables. They get naked. They
everyone jiggle enough to dislodge.
Yeah, yeah. Shirley has a pregnancy test, but it's marketed just for black women or something like that. It's like,
oh, it's really? Like, yeah,
yeah.
Like, yo, there it is, or something like that.
This one, I don't think you have this on your list. This was kind of on mine. Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, the first one. This is the one that you can't find anymore because
Yeah, you have to find that one on YouTube.
It was very hard to find.
Honestly, had that one been more in my like frequent viewing, I probably would have put it in my top 10. But you suggesting it and me like going down the rabbit hole and finding it, it's a really, really good episode. It's
really well made. The thing is, I'm not really into Dungeons and Dragons, so it's like, okay, cool, but you know, it didn't really mean that much to me.
I find it fun as a Lord of the Rings parody.
Yeah. But it just reinforces to me how much I hate Chevy Chase. I hated his character on Community, and
you're
I don't know
if supposed to hate his character, but Chevy Chase is not a likable human being.
Yeah, I mean, he's not supposed to be, but it's just I can't get past the fact that in real life he is such a jerk, and that it just did not go well with public fight.
It went horribly. If you've seen the interviews, and we'll zip past that, he was not happy being there either. Like, and he did and said some things that we will not discuss.
Apparently he treated Donald Glover like crap, and that really sucks. But
he said some things that were very controversial.
Not just in this show, but in general, all I've heard was people hate the guy, and that clouds my judgment. But yeah, this Advanced Dungeons and Dragons thing where Pierce becomes the enemy and becomes really powerful and all that.
I mean, he was always the enemy, wasn't he?
He wasn't all that funny.
All right, there were certain moments where Pierce came off funny. I will give him the credit that he is due. I hated that character. And I dislike Chevy Chase in real life.
Yeah, so. I was glad that when he was gone. Physical Education. I didn't end up seeing this one. What was this about?
Oh, that was the pool episode. You believe pool in shorts.
I didn't know. Okay, that one.
Oh, you didn't see that episode? All right. That episode is really great because it was about Jeff like kind of coming to terms with his like physicality, and it was also Dean Pelton, like he snaps like photos of Jeff without shorts because that's how it ends. And it was also Abed being like, I don't need a girlfriend. Girls come up to me all the time, and like it was like establishing Abed as like, yeah, I don't need a woman. It's fine.
Dean Pelton is amazing in this show.
I love him.
He just nails it. He was just such a good character. It's so funny. Same with Chang. Chang also, anytime Chang was in it, Chang. He usually knocked it out of the park. So he was awesome. Yeah. Basic Intragluteal Pneumiastics, the Ask Crack Bandit Returns episode. So this was a spoof on those serial killer movies.
Yeah, it was a spoof on like Seven and Zodiac, and like hence it's raining all the time. Everybody has their hoods up.
Yeah, I like that. That Abed gives Troy a blanket. It's like, why are you giving him a blanket? It's like, I don't know. That's what they do.
That's what they do in movies. And he just keeps giving him blankets.
And he was in a wheelchair for some reason.
That one on your butt.
Why are you in a wheelchair,
man? That one cracks me up every single time I watch it because I'm just like, this is the most ridiculous crap, but this happens every single time they do this.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
so funny. Intro to Felt Surrogacy, the puppet musical. I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, they sing their feelings and they eat psychotropic berries from like a weird guy in the woods. It's if you haven't watched it, it's a really solid episode.
Okay. So number 11 on our list was Contemporary American Poultry from season 1. This is the Goodfellas episode.
Yes.
So good. They nailed it so well. All the Goodfellas references. Yeah. What did Ovid say at the beginning? It's like, all my life, I always wanted to be in a mafia parody or something like that.
Yeah. You're right. He did.
They just nailed the whole, you know, all about chicken fingers and everybody had their job. And
they kick it in the butt at the end with a 16 Candles reference.
What happened at the end? I forget.
Where Jeff and Abed are sitting at the like counter eating chicken fingers.
Oh, that's right. That's a
16 Candles reference.
Oh, how cute. How cute. Okay, so number 10 on our list. This was, I don't think this made your list. This is geothermal escapism. This is
the lava episode.
The floor is lava episode. This is Troy's final episode.
Yeah. I like that episode a lot. I mean, it didn't make my top 10 because
there's so many good ones.
Some odd episodes to make it to.
Yeah. So good. It basically making fun of all those post-apocalyptic
it was definitely a Mad Max reference.
Yeah. just so good.
The fact that they have like a stance at that one point.
I mean, the Community is at its best when it takes a silly reference and silly just premise and just runs with it. And they just
took the whole... And then it's just like, this is how ridiculous this is.
Yeah. And then at the end, this is basically all about how Abed was coping with Troy leaving. And he dies at the end, just like in... what was that reference? I think it was Aliens.
The falling thing. I think there's a lava movie that's referencing.
Okay, he dies. Alien. He dies in, but it's like, oh,
there's too many references in here.
Right, and then he comes back as a clone, and it was cute. All right, number 9, which was. Let's see. Did this not make your list? That would be really surprising. It didn't. Conspiracy theories and interior design. This was the
I know
from season 2. Yeah, this is the one where it's the guys. Jeff was making up a class.
And
the guy's name was Professor Sen or something. Professor Sen. And.
That's a great that is a fantastic episode.
It's really cute. It's just really cute that and they all just scheme. They all secretly scheme together. But and there was
the gun ending. The fake gun ending is like, oh, Andy's got a gun.
Ah! Yeah.
It's so over the top and so ridiculous, I love it.
In the beginning of the episode. So Jeff says, oh yeah, Dean says, oh, you're just making up this class. And Jeff's like, no, I'm not. And it's like, I was right. It was here. And it was like in a closet or something like that. And then some random dude comes and says, I'm the professor. And this is, I've been teaching him or whatever. And he says to Jeff, like, who is that guy? And Jeff has
seen that guy before in my life.
Exactly. He has the biggest smile on his face. Like, okay, it's about to get real. I don't know what's going on here, but we're just gonna run with it. I love that.
Yeah, that is some really fun stuff. That again was one of the ones that was on like the barrier of making my list.
This one made number 5 on your list. This is Epidemiology. This is the taco meat. equals zombies episode from season two.
The D got taco meat from the army.
So, so funny. Yeah, it totally became a zombie episode because they got a weird taco meat. I want to know. So, okay, they get the weird taco meat. He calls the army surplus store and they're like, what are you talking about? And on the box, it says something about call this number and do like Echo Tango, oh, whatever. Like,
they almost call it an airstrike.
That's the thing. They're like, then the army comes exactly 6 hours later. Uh-huh. And they, I think they're about to kill everyone. But then they see that there's like a whole bunch of infected people. They're like, oh, okay, we'll go with plan B. Like, I guess plan A was just shoot everybody.
Oh, yeah, it was. No, so I love this episode for two reasons. One, it's hilarious in and of itself. But that's also the reason for they go forward and say gas leak year. That's the reason for the gas leak year.
Oh.
Is because nobody remembers. Also, Shirley and Chang.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end, Chang leaves a message for Troy.
Yeah.
And all Troy is saying is like, why me? Why did you call me?
Why did he call me?
Yeah, that was
that amazing. Episode is hilarious. Also alien references.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because Troy and Aubyn were like the alien and the thing in the yellow contraption thing. Yeah.
Like Jacker thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Number seven from season two, basic rocket science, the space at the KFC space simulator episode.
And the birth of the flag.
Oh, the flag. First of all, the beginning, when they did a perfect spoof of Apollo 13. Oh yeah, when they're all going in slow motion. This is one of the few times Pierce was funny, because they're all going in slow motion and someone says, how much longer do we have to go in slow motion? And the Dean says like, hey, you were an hour late. It's like, yeah, we were going in slow motion. And Pierce says, we were going in slow motion.
Slow motion? Yeah. It was slow-mo walk, and Jeff says, how much longer do we have to walk in slow motion? He's like, you guys are walking in slow motion?
Yeah.
And then Abed goes like five or six more steps.
Yeah. But the first scene, when it was basically a perfect spoof of, I believe, Apollo 13, where they're like, the Russians have a yeah. Sputnik, and yeah. And they come in and that was perfect. It was almost like scene for scene, like when you put it together. It was perfectly
the part of the end where Abed like smokes a cigar for no reason. Like, I was just dying. I was like, yep, you did it.
It was the perfect thing where Abed was supposed to be in that, but he did. So. Okay, so they get stuck in the thing and the thing starts moving, but Abed's not there because he says, I got to go back because I'm not properly dressed for this space spoof. So he goes back to his dorm. He comes back and the thing is gone. And he looks to the left. He looks all around. And then he looks up. Did it fly away?
That's a great Abed moment, though.
That was amazing. And then there was a scene. So poor Abed has who knows the entire thing because his dad wouldn't let him go to the KFC simulator. But he knows the entire thing by heart. So he's walking them through that. And it just like in Apollo 13. And then Chang comes and says, sir, I figured out a way that they can reroute the power to the auxiliary battery. And
how?
Abed says, reroute to what? And
just awkwardly walks away. That is also another like classic Chang moment. I'm like,
Yeah. And then at the end, they bring the the space simulator home, and Annie's driving it, and they come out just like they landed on the moon, and they're hugging people. There's a crowd there, and just Troy's just some random woman comes up to Troy and gives her a big hug and a kiss.
Yeah. Perfect. that episode like stands on its own. Like that episode is hilarious. Amazing. Regardless of who watches it.
Amazing. This is number six. Number four on your list, regional holiday music, the Glee episode. We got to regionals. We got to go to regionals.
We had to talk about regionals. I sing those songs every Christmas.
Very, very well done songs.
Yeah, they're very well done songs. And honestly, like, when Glee was a thing, I hated it. Hated Glee. And so to see a show that was on around the same time and just mock it perfectly, I cracked up. I laughed my butt off. I'm gonna stay from cursing. But that episode is just like, it lives in my brain.
Yeah. It was also basically Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes.
Because one by one they were like converted into.
There's literally a scene, the scene where Jeff turns to Britta and goes, that's literally a scene out of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
And the scene with Jeff and Annie, where Annie sings that, like, basically a spoof of like Santa Baby and all those kinds of Christmassy songs, like, I'm so dumb and you're so smart. But Alison Brie is easy on the eyes. Let me just say that. And her in this tiny little Santa outfit, trying to be as sexy as possible. Holy cow.
I was not arguing with that scene at all. So
the funny thing about Troy and Abed doing a rap and all that stuff is what Donald Glover is and became, and why he left is because he became, you know, Childish Gambino and a big, you know.
Well, yeah, and he started Atlanta too, and
yeah. So it's who's the most, would he be considered the most successful one out of the cast?
I mean, him, Alison Brie did Glow afterwards. Ken Jeong, honestly, would probably be the most. Ken Jeong,
he did the Hangover movies.
Well, no, and he's a host on The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're saying, like...
Yeah, like, I mean, hosts. Gillian Jacobs really hasn't done much.
No,
Annie Pudi doesn't.
Yvette has not done anything.
She hasn't.
Joel McHale's done stuff.
Who?
Joel McHale.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was. Did you see that show, The Bear?
No.
Okay, so it's a show that just came out recently. It's basically about this chef who was like a chef at like a really high ranked restaurant, and he kind of goes crazy and he takes over this like sandwich shop or something like that. But there is a scene where this guy, when he's still a high ranking chef, where this chef is just yelling at him and berating him and verbally abusing him. That was Joel McHale, and I was totally shocked that, like, he just had one scene and it was really over. But anyway,
I have not seen that.
Okay, so number five. We combine these. This is the Fistful of Paintballs and a Few Paintballs More episode. Basically, the paintball episodes, which was Wild West and Star Wars.
Yes. Well, I mean, Star Wars is kind of Wild West if you think about it.
It, like, really is. At one point, Abed says, we've gone from a Wild West motif to a Star Wars motif. Frankly, I wish we would have done this sooner.
Sure that's when he takes his jacket off or something. Yeah.
Yeah. He became Han Solo, and he was like putting the moves on Annie, which I guess was
Donald Glover became Han Solo.
No, I'm talking about in this episode. In this episode, Abed pretended to be Han Solo.
You're right. I'm forgetting that part.
He was acting totally, you know, cocky and just like Han Solo, and really like
coming on. Yeah, and him and Annie almost kiss, and he's like, when the paint rains, it'll be down.
Yeah, and then and then when it's all over, Annie's like, hey, what's going on? And Abed went back to being Abed. it's like, well, sorry, I'm just doing this for this episode.
I super love those episodes, A, for like just the motifs that they like kind of spoof, the Westerns, the Star Wars stuff. And again, I will do my little bit. It gave the Russos their job essentially at Marvel, and I'm super happy about that. So
the Russos were directors for, I believe, the first three seasons of
Community. Producers for the first three seasons. Yeah. They directed a handful of episodes here and there, but specifically Joe directed both of these episodes, and they produced all of them. And so this is what showed Marvel that they can direct action and comedy. And that's what got them Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Interesting.
Yeah. Den of Geek has a great article about that, if anybody wants to jump in on that.
Interesting. The beginning of the Star Wars episode has one of my favorite scenes of all time. They're all gathered, and this is when Abed says, oh, we went from a Wild West theme to a Star Wars theme. And they're all gathered together like the Rebel Alliance. Like, we all have to join together to defeat the Empire. And the City College brings in a bomb, like a bomb on a little robot thing, what are those things? Remote controlled car thing. And it's full of paint. So if it goes off, it's going to destroy everyone. And Magnitude jumps on it.
Pop, pop!
Yeah. But, well, no, wait. He says he jumps on it, and it's like he's dying. And Troy runs over to see if he's okay. And Magnitude says, pop! Oh, and he dies. And Troy's saying, what was he going to say? What's the other word? That's all Magnitude did. The entire thing was pop, pop. That was maybe the besides Troy Dobbin in the morning.
That episode is in the pantheon of like really good TV episodes.
All Magnitude did, all he says, pop, pop, and everybody went crazy. Like, I think he almost became like student president or something like that by just saying pop, pop.
Oh yeah, it's him and Leonard at the end of that episode, and it's like pop, 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 pop.
That's another good, another two good side characters, Leonard and Starburns.
Oh. That's why I have the one in here that's about the death of Star Burns, and Star Burns was like a great character.
I did not know this until a few minutes ago. He was a writer on the show.
What?
Star Burns was a writer on Community.
Dang, I did not do my research hard enough, but wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I just blew my mind. Like, Starburns, really?
I was gonna say.
Number four, digital estate planning. This is where basically the video game episode.
Yes.
Pierce's dad dies, and they have to figure out who gets the inheritance or whatever.
So much.
They did the whole video game thing so well. That had to take forever.
Perfect.
That had to take forever. And of course, who's the other guy? Giancarlo Esposito, who is like,
where did you snag him from? Like, how is he in this show?
The bad guy in every single series that's ever been created.
But how is he in this show? That's the thing. Oh, yeah. It kills me.
Yeah.
But yes, this, like, it did everything about video games, like, perfectly. And I was so enjoying the episode. And then the part where Abed's like, I was like, she can make babies for me. It was like, and Troy's like, oh, and I can't.
Yeah.
Like, there are some of the lines that are just absolutely perfect in that episode.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. Number three, Remedial Chaos Theory. This was the alternate timeline episode. Oh my goodness. My goodness, this was so well done. It's such a simple, silly premise that the pizza man comes and they're all sitting there and it's like, who's gonna go get the pizza? And Jeff rolls a dice. And then it's a different scenario every time.
Every time. And like sometimes the house is on fire, and like sometimes like there's other stuff going on. Like, oh my god, I love this episode so much.
It sets up
the dark timeline.
This is the darkest timeline. There was actually, yeah, that was Troy and Abed in the morning with goatees.
Yes, pasted on goatees.
Every time there's a dark timeline, you gotta have the, everybody has to have the goatee.
Yeah, everybody has to have a goatee.
So good. Just so good. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the memes that endures is Troy coming back to the house on fire. Oh,
walking back in with the pizza.
Right, and he drops it.
Yeah. That's a great episode.
It's funny that the only like the best timeline was when Jeff wasn't there. Everything was fine when Jeff went to
get. I like when they go back into like, oh, this is the darkest timeline. Like they do the storylines for like the darkest timeline. Yeah. Like there's that one in court where like Jeff doesn't have an arm and he's
when Britta goes to pick up the pizza, she falls in love with the pizza guy
and wants to marry him. Funny note,
that was actually her boyfriend in real life.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Again, I did not read deep enough into my notes.
Number two, Basic Lupin Urology. Basically the Law and Order episode with the yam.
That episode is amazing and I will watch it again and again all the time. That episode is just on point when it does all of the Law and Order stuff, and it just and I'm a person that hates Law and Order. I like, I do not enjoy that show at all.
Me neither. I've only seen like two or three episodes in my whole life.
I've seen enough to understand the tropes.
Right.
But I do not enjoy that show. And that show just mocks the ever loving whatever out of it. It
nails it so well.
It's so perfect. Especially the part where Abed and Troy are just like, all right, we need to switch roles. Like they know who they're playing.
They were so good in that episode because, yeah, it's like, oh, but I want to be good cop. I was like, hey, man.
My partner's been upset since we switched roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the part where, like, Shirley is behind the fish tank and they're talking to Starbird, and Starbird's like, wait a minute, you're not cops.
Right.
And so they walk away from. They walk the fuzzy-haired army guy away from the knitting table. And they're like, we cannot do anything to you. You have the right to say whatever you want. And we cannot do anything. Please and thank you.
Making fun of the Miranda rights. Yeah, that was perfect.
So. That episode is just, it's just on point. Start to finish. And then when Starburns blows himself up in his meth lab that he started in the trunk of his car... Like, that's a great ending.
Death of Starburns. That was a shame.
And that starts a whole bunch of crap. So,
and then number one, and there was no doubt about this, the paintball episode.
Modern Warfare.
Absolutely perfect. It's just one of those you just knew, like, immediately. That, like, this is one of the greatest things ever.
I was gonna say, that is the episode. If everything in season one I was watching, I was like, meh, yeah, da, da, da. That was the episode that was like, oh, heck yes, I'm watching the rest of this.
Right. Right. I believe the final episode of season one.
I think so.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, there might have been one after it that nobody cares about, but that was the culmination of everything that Community was building to, and showed their hand at parody, because they parodied everything in that. Like, all of the action movies got parodied in that.
Yeah. When Jeff is when he wakes up in his when he wakes up from his car and he looks around, I think that's exactly like, what was that movie, 28 Days Later? I'm 28
Days Later.
Yeah. And then Leonard's about to shoot him, and Abed comes, just like Trinity in the Matrix, and shoots him, and then he says to Troy, Jeff, come with me if you don't want any paint on your clothes, just like Arnold.
Terminator.
Just come with me if you want to live.
And Troy goes in, and he's like, Jeff Winger, you son of a.
I love and that he, like, so much. Him. I thought you were God, man. Yeah.
I thought you were dead.
And then,
and I got total, like, what is the movie? Mad Max vibes with the shoulder pads and, like, all of that. And then there's obvious Die Hard references.
There's lots of Die Hard references. When Jeff and Britta are making love and she's about to shoot him, he takes the clip. That was directly from a scene from Die Hard. When Jeff comes at the end to the dean's office, that is exactly like.
I did like the Jonathan Woo reference when Chang busts into the study room and he's like shooting the gun.
Oh, and my, like, God, that was so for funny. No reason. That was so, Chang was so good in that. Yeah, because he had that crazy. Yeah, that he was totally that Japanese gangster thing where he's just like, and then at the end, he gets caught and he reveals his jacket.
The bullets hitting each other too was another
right. That's another reference. He reveals it and he's laughing because that was from. I think Total Recall. It's from something. Yeah,
the opening and him laughing about the bomb is definitely from something. Yeah. I don't know.
And then in addition to Die Hard at the end, there's Rambo when he just obliterates the dean's office.
He just blasts like everything for nothing and like doesn't even hit the dean.
When Shirley dies and she's just laying there and Britta comes over to see her and she says, I'm going home, Britta. And it's like, it's okay. It's like, no, seriously, I'm going home.
That's not this one though.
You sure?
I'm 99.9% sure.
I think
that's two.
You think that's because from the Star Wars the episode?
I think that's the second one.
Okay. Either way, it's a great scene.
I could be wrong. I am known to be wrong.
Either way, it's a great scene.
Yeah.
And at the end, it was like down to Jeff and Britta and Shirley's about to leave and says, Shirley, I'm gonna win that, and I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna win it for you. And Jeff says,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. And then Jeff says, I'm gonna win it, and I'm not gonna win it for you. That's so nice.
Yeah, I remember that episode. Yeah.
I also like when they first tell Jeff, what the prize is. The prize. And he's like, oh my God. And then he goes to reach for the gun. I was like,
you can skip your classes.
Whoa.
And like everybody points their guns at each other and like, wait a minute.
Keep calm, Sugar Bear, or whatever, whatever Troy says. Yeah. Oh, just so good. Just so good.
The entire show is amazing. And the fact that it spawned so much of the other stuff that I love is like so much icing on top of the cake. I love that the Russos went on to direct some of my favorite movies of all time. And I love that Dan Harmon is now in charge of Rick and Morty. And I love that show.
Rick and Morty is amazing.
That show was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. They basically, I mean, it's not much. It's not like Community, but it's, you could tell it's just Dan Harmon's a genius. That's basically it.
There's straight up references. Like I said before, the one episode in season six, the lawnmower maintenance one, is a reference to Lawnmower Man. And that's the second episode that he directed for Rick and Morty, is Lawnmower Dog. So he brings back his references.
Yeah
And all the actors that were on Community have voiced parts on Rick and Morty.
I'll bet Chevy Chase hasn't been on there.
No.
Probably not.
Chevy Chase had such a weird road in that show. Like that show could have like done so much for him, and he just
But that's just him. that's him.
Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah. Here's some that we didn't mention. The claymation Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas one.
That was my second. If I didn't do the Glee episode. I love claymation. I was trying to not pick multiple episodes or multiple holiday theme episodes. That one was very, very close to the top.
Do you remember Intermediate Documentary Filmmaking? That's the one where Troy meets LeVar Burton and just like just doesn't say anything.
Oh yeah, that's
just
the one where Pierce pretends he's dying. I hate those episodes.
Yeah,
honestly.
Okay, here's another one that was amazing. It was called App Development and Condiments.
Oh, Meow Meow Beans.
Was that what the app was called?
Yeah, my beans.
So that they had an app that basically what divided people into groups or something like that, or you had to I forget.
It was Yeah, my beans. You could be rated 1 to 5, and Shirley got like rated real high and like lorded it over everybody else.
She became basically
Jeff made it his mission to like get up to 5. He does like a stand-up routine in the middle of it, which is weird, but yeah. Yeah, my beans.
I'm such a fan of Joel McHale because I used to love that show, The Soup. He was so funny.
Oh yeah, that show was solid.
I love Joel McHale, and it always makes me wonder like what his career was going to be like, because he spent several years just making fun of Hollywood and making fun of celebrities, and it's kind of hard to you know making fun of people.
There's a half decent movie. I forget where. That's him and whoever they paired with as his significant other. They're like trapped in a house with a bunch of friends, like on a getaway weekend, and they get trapped. And it's actually pretty solid, like study on like human behavior.
Oh yeah.
But
Critical Film Studies from season 2. It looked like, I mean, it was basically a Pulp Fiction spoof.
Oh yeah. No, that's the Dinner with Andre one.
Oh yeah.
That's the Dinner with Andre one. Yeah, Abed tries to have dinner with Andre, and they're all waiting and like trying to figure out how do they do the Pulp Fiction thing.
another one from season 2, Mixology Certification. That's where Troy's 21st birthday.
Oh, that's that one where they argue over the different bars and they end up being the same bar.
Emotional Consequences of Broadcast Television, season 6, episode 13. So this is the final episode, right? I believe.
I mean, I don't know. Only 13 don't know. Episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I remember the only one I remember from season 6 is,
did they do another paintball episode?
No,
I don't remember. I remember there was a third paintball. There was like paintball three, and it was
no. They all right. So they do a third paintball episode, and then they do one where the Darkest Timeline comes through, okay. And oh, then yeah. they make that kind of a paintball episode. No, okay. The one I was thinking of is the one where Chang gets famous for saying.
He was going to be the color blue in the Crayola movie. I love
yes.
that.
Yes.
And you think, wow, what a stupid premise. Like, I could totally see there being a crayon movie.
Exactly.
I could totally see that. This one was really good. Pillows and Blankets from season 3.
Oh, my God.
The basically
that was this close. That was this close to making my list.
Civil War spoof was so I know. Funny.
With the voiceover and everything.
Like, it was just sad because it was like, you don't want to see Troy and Aubyn fighting.
I like them fighting, though, at the end, especially because they're just like hitting each other. They're just like, yeah. No. If we don't make up our friendship is over. And they're just like hitting each other like randomly with pillows. That was the most Troy Donnet thing ever.
There's Paradigms of Human Memory from season 2.
You're gonna have to read the description.
I don't know, but it's I gotta find out what's going on with it. But yeah, it's on Hulu. Watch Community. It holds up.
Watch Community because it does hold up, minus the cell phones.
Oh, really? The cell phones are out of date. Yeah,
the cell phones are so out of date.
So this is like basically it was made from like 2009 to 2015. Yeah. So yeah, I mean basically,
and we're getting a movie.
What do you think the movie's going to be like?
I just pray to God they get Donald Glover back.
Yeah. Oh, they have
everybody to. Else you that I care to. About. Everybody else that I care about has no. already signed on.
Okay.
If you get Donald Glover,
you gotta get Troy.
Whatever, the actress that played Shirley. No offense to that character or that actress. I don't care about her.
Yeah, she can Shirley was yeah
she can like be running her sandwich shop or be with her family or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care about her. But you get Donald Glover back and
I mean basically, you know, when you rate like the most important characters on the show, it was basically Troy Aubyn and Jeff were like all 1A, 1B, and
1C. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. And then, you know, Annie was nice, Britta was nice, Shirley was nice, but really, it was
Troy Aubyn. I don't think you could do it without Annie. Britta was pretty important. Like, yeah. I don't think you could necessarily do a faithful reboot or faithful movie without.
She Britta. Was a big part of the show. She was a big but part of the show. Annie was a big part.
Sure, Shirley, honestly, like,
She was just there. She was just, yeah. I don't know. She was like,
I will say I did like her line in whatever season it was where they did the Halloween episode with like the clips and stuff where they all made up their own episodes. And then she was like, and then she chainsawed him. And then chainsawed him again.
There were times when she decided to be a badass. That was,
yeah.
That was
there, cool. there were a couple of scenes that I really liked her, but eh. Yeah. I could take her or leave her, to be honest.
I'm so excited. I don't know when this movie's coming out. Probably like in a year or two at least.
It's slated for 24, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's gonna be good.
I'd have to actually look at that.
I'm sure it's gonna be good, but you're right. They need Donald Glover.
Donald Glover needs to be doing it
without Troy. You gotta have Troy.
Troy and Abed in the morning.
Okay. Do we want to try it one more time?
All right.
Doing it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the mall.
Never mind.
It's not going to happen in real Wi-Fi. Just right. Remember, Joe and Andrew in the morning.
Oh, okay. We almost got that. All right. Yeah, I'll All see right. you.